Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Welcome each and every one of you to the Drive at 5 Live. Each week, we will discuss health and wellness. We will guide you to the road to a better and healthy lifestyle with beneficial results. Before I call my first, my panel on, I should say, let me tell you a little bit about our friends of the Drive at 5 Live. Avon. It is not your grandmother's company anymore. This is the company that puts mascara on lashes and food on tables, that fights wrinkles with one hand and breast cancer with the other, that knows the value of a perfect lip but still opens its mouth and speak out against domestic violence and for women's financial independence. This is the company that not only brings beauty to doors, but also opens them. The company that supports 6 million representatives in over 100 countries. This is Avon, the company that for 125 years have stood for beauty, innovation, optimism, and above all for women. Avon began offering women opportunities to be their own CEO of their own business and controlling their economic destiny. If you would like to become an Avon representative or would like to purchase Avon products, call 914-447-1089. That's 914-447-1089. And it's only $20 to become an Avon representative. Jewels by Elan. Do you know about the new Jewels by Elan in Yonkers? It's Jewels by Elan. They are a must-see website. Their website has everything in terms of jewelry and rings and necklaces and semi-precious stones and a whole lot of facts about jewelry. So you owe it to yourself to visit the website at www.jewelsbyelan.com. That's JewelsByElan.com. Or if you'd like to have a private showing, call Ellen at 914-512-8578. Again, this is, if you're looking for beautiful jewelry, go to www.jewelsbyelan.com. Looking for that perfect vacation spot? Lifestyle Dream Vacation is the place that you want to visit. Go to their website at Lifestyle Dream Vacation. That's www.lifestyledreamvacation. Lifestyle has beautiful villas in the unique Dominican Republic. Imagine a place with 1,000 miles of pristine beaches overlooking a pristine turquoise sea. A place where the midday siesta is still a time-honored tradition and the free-spirited merengue is the national dance of choice. Unhurried, unencumbered, and unbelievably liberating from everyday cares and stress. This is the Lifestyle Holiday Vacation Resort in the enchanted Dominican Republic, an all-inclusive vacation experience reserved with you in mind. You will enjoy gourmet restaurants and al fresco buffet dinner dining, unwinding at the private access beach clubs, live entertainment, beach parties, extravaganzas, exciting casino life, and so much more. Add in world-class golf, water sports, and endless island adventure. This is the lifestyle you deserve. Visit the website at lifestyledreamvacation.com. For many of y'all, you have been on listening to the show for over almost a year now. And as you know, many of my guests I've gotten from the Awakening Wellness Fair. Well, guess what, gang? The Awakening Wellness Fair is going to start again this year, April 16th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Doubletree Hotel. Our area's biggest wellness fair and marketplace is the opportunity to learn about the cutting edge of wellness, body, and mind and spirit. Learn about wellness that starts with an attitude of gratitude, living green, being lean, and maintaining a peaceful core in a world that often challenges our serenity. And it's a great place to shop for Mother's Day, Father's Day, communions, graduations, and etc. You'll find those unique gifts that show thoughtfulness and awareness. Well, I am so excited because we have a fabulous show for you, as always. But today we have two people I know on the line to discuss and to talk about, I should say, about our wellness, about our heart, our healthy heart, and maintaining a healthy heart. So, and they're with the Go Red Foundation, and you know, a lot of us know that Go Red has the annual event every February, which is usually the first week in February. But what you may not know is that the Go Red always has an event throughout the year, so that they're throughout the year they're promoting women's health and prevention and having a healthy heart. So I'm going to have Corb and my guests, Carol and I believe Tracy Alexander, are both waiting to speak to you and share their information with others. So, do I have Tracy and Carol on the line?
Hello, Patricia. Hello, and here we go again. It just seems like yesterday.
Yes,
I remember just this time last year we had the pleasure of talking about going red, go red for women.
Yes, absolutely. And how does time fly? And I hope that, you know, those who listened last year and those who are listening today will, you know, really take it really literally to heart, because, you know, especially women, you know, we're all over the place. We're multitasking and we're doing this. We're taking care of everybody, but are we taking care of our hearts? Are we doing the right thing by our heart? Because you know what? If we don't have a healthy heart, if our health is not in order, we can't serve anyone. Would you agree?
I have to
I
say.
I would agree.
Tracy.
Yep. Go ahead. It's Tracy. Go ahead. It's Carolyn's on too, but you go ahead, Tracy.
I have to simply tell you, as a mother of two, a busy professional, I mean, we just make it happen. And I just, first of all, let me thank you as a girlfriend City of Yonkers. Thank you so much for allowing us to be here this evening to talk about the most important machine, our hearts. And it's so interesting because the heart is the framework, the foundation of each and every woman. And, you know, we're so loving, we're so nurturing, and we take care of the family. We take care of our loved ones, our children. And some of us are now being the parents to and for our parents. But you said it, so it was so profound what you said. We forget about taking care of ourselves. Right, Carolyn?
Yeah. I absolutely agree. You're absolutely right.
You know, and the reason why we're here today, again, talking, Pat, since the last time we spoke, unfortunately, heart disease is the number one killer of women across the board. And here we are, getting ready to talk about living a heart-healthy lifestyle, again, March 24th, this Thursday, we want each and every one of your girlfriends throughout the great city of Yonkers to join us as we talk about ownership. This year, it's about owning your heart, owning your life, taking charge, getting in control, and really checking your heart. So that is the challenge, that is the welcome address, and that's what we want every woman to join us and put on that red dress.
Yes, put on that red dress. That's and but don't sing the blues, as the record says.
No, not at all. No. Put on that red dress and celebrate the ownership. And we've got three amazing learning sessions. We call it Lunch and Learn. So I'm sure Carolyn's going to tell us all about what's happening on the 24th, March 24th.
Yep, I'll tell you all about it. I also just wanted to thank Tracy for volunteering for us, and she's going to be our MC that day and joining the program and lead us in learning all these wonderful things about our heart. And it's just so wonderful to have someone like Tracy involved in our mission, and she's just great, and I think it's going to be a fantastic program.
Oh, I know it is.
You can't go wrong. I mean, we've got supermodel Emmy. She's our keynote. How can you go wrong when you've got Emmy, who embodies just living healthy, living spiritually, and healthy living? And if she's going to come and deliver, I can't wait, just an inspirational message. And I can assure you, I will have my pen and pad taking notes as I am serving as MC. But believe me, with this stellar lineup, I'm going to be taking notes on what I can be doing better, because I can assure you, each and every day I have to look at myself and say, here's my to-do list. You know, two children, busy career, busy mom, busy woman, taking care of everything, and on that list is something for each and everyone else. And every now and again I have to check and I have to say, wait a second, on that list, where's my doctor's appointment? Did I have my annual checkup? Did I call my doctor? Wait a second. I have to look back throughout the week. Did I take 30 minutes out to do some exercise for my body? And I'm not talking about running up and down the stairs doing laundry, ladies. That doesn't count. I'm talking about 30 minutes of exercise for you to make sure you're keeping that heart healthy.
That's right. And the American Heart Association recommends for women, and I think people kind of underestimate the amount of exercise that they need. We really recommend that women and everybody get at least 150 minutes a week of moderate activity exercise, which is, you know, comes out to about 20 minutes a day. And, you know, and you can break those moderate activities up. You know, you can do 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at lunch, you know, pack your sneakers in the car and walk right after work. And to fit it in, because, you know, as Tracy was saying, we all have these very, very busy lives. And
absolutely,
if you do not make it a priority, you will not do it.
That's
I have to say that we, on the American Heart Association website, You can go to the goredforwomen.org website, and there's a great tool there called Better You. And it's a Go Red makeover that's really for changing your heart health. It's a free makeover. You know, we always care about how we look on the outside and what our hair looks like, our presentation. But, you know, if we don't take care of our heart, you know, what good is the rest of it? So the Better You program is really a free makeover to improve your health in just 12 weeks. And it really focuses on changing your lifestyle and just managing the things that you can manage. You know, you can't change your family history. You can't change, you know, your race. There are things that you cannot change. But with Better You, it works on changing what you have control over. So your lifestyle, your exercise, what you put in your mouth every day, how you manage your stress, you know, and these things. And there is a really good tool on there that you can send alerts to yourself to keep you on track. You can put guidelines right into your calendar at work to remind you to eat fruit, you know, and, you know, eat your 5 to 8 servings of fruit and vegetables, or to walk every day for 15 minutes at lunch. You know, I have one that reminds me every day, 12 o'clock, go for a walk, 15 minutes.
Wow. Well, that's good for you.
You know, and if I don't put it there, I'll just keep working, you know. It'll be like 2 o'clock, and all of a sudden, oh, I was supposed to walk, you know. So I have it now, and I use that Better Me tool on the goredforwomen.org site, and it really does keep me focused on what's important.
That's great.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, we're very excited about this event because it's amazing. First of all, the lineup is incredible. We have, as you said, you know, Tracy's going to MC. We have Emmy as our keynote. And then Dr. Robbie Ludwig, she's a nationally known psychotherapist and author, you know, journalist. She's been on TV and everything. And she's going to present a bit about really what the process of change is when you want to make something important in your life happen. You know, what is the process of change? And as you were saying before, that women, you know, we don't put ourselves as a priority. You know, we put ourselves in the back burner. But how do we, you know, enable ourselves? How do we allow ourselves to become a priority and not have guilt, or you know, and do the things that we like to do that make us happier people? And like you say, it enables us to be more available to our families or our coworkers or our friends or even ourselves. And she's going to deliver a topic about that. And I think that's going to be, you know, equally motivating. And I think people will come away with a lot of different information and, you know, spiritual things. And also things that, you know, just make them think. And some facts, of course, and some guidelines on what they should be doing for their hearts. So I think that when they come away, you know, they're going to have a lot of strategies that they can implement in their lives to help them become heart healthier. Because it is women's number one killer. And I know that, you know, a lot of people don't know that. They think it's other things like cancer or whatever. But it's heart disease is the number one killer of women. And it takes over 420,000 lives every year. So it's phenomenal. And, you know, I don't know, is Tracy still on the line? I don't know if you...
I sure am. I'm listening to you. I'm just listening to you. And I tell you, you're just making me, you know, as I'm thinking about March 24th, as I'm thinking about, you know, we're going to be at the Hyatt, we're going to be at the Hyatt Regency in Greenwich, Connecticut for our Lunch and Learn session. And and I'm just listening to the lineup, you're talking about Dr. Robbie Ludwig, who we've seen on Oprah, okay? I mean, you've seen on Oprah. So now on Thursday, you can come and see her in person delivering, you know, sharing all this information. You've seen Emmy, you know, you've probably read some of her books, but now you can come and you can hear. But also in addition, it's all about ownership. And if you allow me just to share a little bit about the sessions that we have planned for all of your listeners, Patricia. It's about owning your own health. And let me say this. When we talk about owning your own health, you have to choose to want to live longer. Ladies, it's about taking charge, and you've got a choice. Just like you make the choice to take care of your family, you make the choice to do all these other things for our loved ones. Well, it's about making the choice to say, I want to live longer, and we're going to give you all the tools and some really great tips on what does that really mean. And I'm grateful that Stanford Hospital, they are sponsoring this incredible session, and we've got three incredible doctors who are going to share the knowledge. Some of the women are mothers, some of these women have different stories. They've actually dealt with heart disease. So the doctors are coming from a place of authenticity. Patricia, Carolyn, you hear me talk about living an authentic lifestyle all the time. And that's about being true to yourself. So the first session is own your own health and making the choice to live longer. And then we have the second session. We're going to talk about own your success. Own your success. You know, for so long, women have had to choose our career or motherhood. We had to make choices. Well, now we've worked hard. We've worked diligently. We've worked very smart. We are in the C-suite, and we're going to have some strategies from Wendy Kaufman. Now, Wendy's the CEO of Balancing Life's Issues. She's incredible. And she's going to come and share information on how we can obtain and maintain the C-suite, but also obtain and maintain a healthy lifestyle all at the same time. So you do not want to miss this session. And I've got to say, Webster Bank, they're sponsoring that session. So ladies, wherever you are in your career, this is a session for you. And then the final session is about the authority of a healthy legacy, okay? And in order to be healthy, and we're talking about that healthy lifestyle, it's about living your own legacy and making sure that you take time to think about where you're going tomorrow. Where are you at today? And how do I empower myself to be better for everyone around me and, most importantly, to better myself? And I think Sun Products, right, Carolyn? I think Sun Products, they're sponsoring this one, right?
Yep, we have great corporate support, and they're sponsoring that one. And we're very excited about Beth Weisenberger. She's the co-founder of the Handle Group, and she's going to be leading that deeper conversation about owning your power and owning your life. And we're excited about all the, you know, I think it's a very deep program in terms of the level of coverage we have on so many different topics. And, you know, we have the medical people, and we have the inspirational people, and people who can really just dig down inside and help you make decisions about your own life and decision making and for your health. You know, I mean, it really does have to start with you. You're in charge of your own health first, and it should be first. And I think everybody there is going to help women get their heads around that and really move forward and make better lifestyle choices. So we're really, really excited. And if women, there are still tickets available. So if some women would want to come, they can certainly call us at 914-640-3275, and we have tickets available. So we're very excited. The registration, just so you know, starts at 9:30, and our learning sessions start at 10. We have a Go Red Power Hour, which is our networking hour. There's a VIP room for our special VIPs and sponsors to meet our keynotes and have some special time with them. And then we'll be having the luncheon program starting at noon with all this fabulous lineup of speakers. So, you know, we have incredible support from our sponsors. Stanford Hospital is our cause sponsor. And we're very excited. We're going to be unveiling our Survivor Gallery, which is a collection of 7 stories of survivors, but also medical professionals who help every day in, you know, making life happen and saving lives. And Westchester Medical Center has sponsored that for us. So we're really excited about these beautiful images and, you know, everybody will be able to see them there and hear about these stories. And I think what's important also to know is that, you know, heart disease, there's so many stories. You know, I'm a communications director. I cover 8 regions for the American Heart Association. And every, you know, week I hear a new story about a survivor that has lived because of the American Heart Association research that has been done. So when we have an event like a Go Red for Women event or a walk, you know, a lot of us in the region know about our heart walk that comes up every year. You know, all the money raised from those type of events goes to support what the American Heart Association does. So our programs and most importantly, our research. You know, the research that American Heart Association has funded has brought about some amazing successes. You know, CPR was first developed by an American Heart Association researcher. Open heart surgery, bypass surgery, was also an American Heart Association research success. Stents, clot-busting drugs, you know, all of these things are American Heart Association funded researchers. All, you know, mitral valve replacement, the external pacemaker implant, cardiac cath. You know, I don't. A lot of people don't understand that all that money goes towards some very important research, and we're continuing on with congestive heart failure studies and the link between obesity and behavioral problems in children, and also with infants. You know, we're trying to find out more about why babies are born with congenital heart diseases, and they're actually doing amazing research on that front, and being able to actually operate on a baby's heart in utero. So, you know, we don't stop. You know, we don't stop with the research. There's always more science to be found out and explored, and that's what, you know, the dollars go for. So
Cal,
when I hear this,
I'm sorry, Cal. One more time, can you just please, because people may not have had a pen and paper at the time you were giving out the contact information. Can you give that just and repeat it twice, if you don't mind?
Mm-hmm. Sure. It's okay. If they're interested in tickets, they can call 914-640-3275. That's our purchase office, and that's again 914-640-3275. And tickets are still available for that, for our luncheon. But, yeah, as I was saying, the survivors are incredible stories about survival. And, you know, they're very happy that, you know, the American Heart Association is having events like this to support the research that has saved their lives. And over again, I hear these stories. And particularly what strikes me is the women that have survived heart disease, because, you know, they kind of go into their life and thinking they'll go to have their doctor's appointments and whatever, and then strange symptoms start popping up, and they don't know what it is, and they're not aware that they're at risk for heart disease. So that's what the Go Red for Women movement is really all about, is trying to raise the awareness for women that heart disease is their number one killer, and stroke is number three, and that if you ever have any symptoms for heart attack or stroke, that you get help immediately and not think it's stress or anxiety, and that, you know, you get help immediately because minutes count. You know, we can save a lot of lives. And one of the stories that will be unveiled at the Survivor Gallery is a woman who was just recently saved from a stroke. Luckily, her husband identified her symptoms right away. He didn't, you know, let her stay home and say, oh, I'll sleep it off or whatever. And he got her to the emergency room, and they were able to just give her clot-busting drugs, and she was able to recover from her stroke 100% without any brain damage or paralysis or anything. And those are the kind of stories that we want to hear more of, you know. And so luncheons like this help raise awareness for that, that women are at risk, and that if they have symptoms, that they should call 911 and get help immediately. Because, you know, you talk to medical professionals all the time, and they say, you know, we'd rather have them come in and be wrong, you know, than stay at home and be right and not make it. You know, they can't treat them if they don't come. So that's what we hope. You know, women will learn about the symptoms, of course, and our medical professionals at the luncheon will help teach them about that. And they can go on our website as well to learn about it on www.heart.org. And there's, it's www.heart.org, O-R-G. And the women can go there and learn, everything about heart disease and stroke. The symptoms are there for heart attack and stroke. They can learn, you know, if you want to know what to cook for dinner tonight, that's heart healthy. You can go on there, and there's recipes all over the place, and lots of recommendations for our cookbooks. But also, you know, just basics on getting started on a healthy lifestyle. Because, as I mentioned, you know, we have a lot of, you know, 80%. I think the statistic is 80% of heart-related ailments can be prevented just by lifestyle changes. So that's a massive number that we have control over. You know, the other 20%, that family history, we don't have control over that. But the 80%, you know, if we can chop that number down, you know, just by walking every day, by eating right, you know, by getting a checkup and knowing our numbers, you know, our cholesterol and our blood pressure, that will go a long way towards preventing heart attack and stroke.
Excellent. Now, does it age matter? Because sometimes people may say, "Oh, you know, I'm too old, or I'm too young to think about, you know, my heart help becoming having a healthy heart, or looking into my heart at this time." Is there an age that we should start or not start doing it?
They're really, you know, I mean, heart disease strikes women at every age. You become at higher risk as you get older. Obviously, just, you know, older people are at higher risk for stroke and heart attack. But usually after women kind of cross that threshold of menopause, you kind of lose the very slight protection you had with the estrogen. And once that's gone, you're just as at risk, as high a risk as men are. But, you know, there are other things that just besides age that are more critical in deciding whether or not you're at risk for heart disease. And they are whether or not you have existing coronary heart disease, if you've had a stroke or carotid artery disease, if you've had blocked arteries. You know, we see a lot of commercials about, you know, are your legs heavy? Are they tired? You know, do you have pain? And this kind of thing. And, you know, a lot of that can be because of your legs are have blocked arteries. If you've had an abdominal aortic aneurysm, you know, any of these very serious illnesses, if you have kidney disease or diabetes, you're at risk. You're at high risk. And then the kind of lifestyle factors, if you are a smoker, you know, that puts you at extremely high risk. It's one of the best things you can do for your body is to quit smoking. That takes such a toll on so many different health avenues, you know, cancer and heart disease, stroke. It just damages your lungs. It damages your arteries. And, you know, the longer you do it, the more damage you do. And some of it's irreparable. A lot of it isn't if you stop early enough. And it's never too late to stop. So I do want to push that. And, you know, of course, the other risk factors are poor diet, the diet that's high in salt, that's high in saturated fat. Those are easy choices that you can make even when dining out. You know, and if you go on www.heart.org, you can find out about recommendations for eating healthier and when you're out to dinner. You know, what's a better choice? You know, you think maybe if I have a Caesar salad that's going to be a great choice, but really, you know, a Caesar salad has a lot of cheese and salt in it and fat from the dressing. So there are healthier choices and options out there if you look around and do your research. And again, you know, we talked about the activity, the physical activity. We really, you know, encourage 150 minutes a week or 20 minutes a day. And then if your BMI, which is your body mass index, is too high, you will be at risk. You know, I didn't know this. I've actually found out this out recently, that if you measure your waist size, you know, just with a tape measure, that if you're over 35 inches, mm-hmm. you are considered obese. And I did that. And I was half an inch over, and I was very sad. I was very, very sad. So, because I didn't want to go to my doctor and have him say to me, you are obese. And, you know, because I knew I needed to lose weight. But come on, 35 and a half, you know, give me a break. But that's, you know, that is a serious measurement. And the weight you gain around your waist puts you at higher risk for heart disease. So so I'm working on that.
We are all working. Carolyn, you're not alone. And I just want to say this, too, before I head out, like, because we all know I am Ms. Mom, and I'm always multitasking, as the rest of the ladies who are, I know, listening and taking all of the notes that Carolyn just gave. And if they're not taking the notes, they better be there March 24th and join us. And I've got to say, Patricia, we're really excited because Kim Fields, remember Kim Fields? You may remember her as Sudie from The Facts of Life. Well, this woman is going to be joining us. And I have to say, what's really amazing about Kim Fields, the reason why she is coming to talk about heart disease and talk about all of the different, all the information that Carolyn just shared with us, well, Kim will be sharing her story because this is a woman who has maintained, obtained, and she's done it all and sustained Hollywood, one of the most grueling professions, careers, and environments, and she does it with style and with grace. And she's going to talk about the strategies and really her mission statement for living a heart-healthy life. So I tell you, to have Kim Fields come and share with us, this woman is a consummate director, producer, and she has been in an industry for more than 30-plus years. And to hear how she keeps herself heart, how she focuses on making sure that her heart is in great condition and she's living a very healthy lifestyle, I think we'll learn a lot from Kim Fields, too. So I'm really excited about Kim sharing the facts of life with us on March 24th.
Absolutely, and I hope that, I mean, this is truly, truly a do-not-miss event coming up on March 24th, and I hope that each and every one of my listeners are planning on attending. Tracy, can you give that information where it's going to be located, and can they, if they have not yet committed to attend on the 24th, can they still pay at the door? Please give that information.
Well, I tell you, we are going to be at the Hyatt Regency in Greenwich, Connecticut. So just make sure you find yourself there. Now, at 9:30 in the morning, we're going to begin with the sessions. I shared a little bit about ownership, the three ownership sessions, talking about owning your own health, your own life, your own success. And then I think Carolyn mentioned about the VIP reception. Of course, every woman is a VIP. Every woman is a VIP. So we want to see you there. And then at noon, I believe we're going to start a delicious lunch and hear from Emmy and hear from Dr. Robbie Ludwig. So it's really a full day. It's a full day. And you know what? It's a day to treat yourself. Although this is, you know, we're talking about health and we're talking about our bodies and we're talking about our lifestyle, we're also talking about treating ourselves to this. This is a treat, you know. So get your girlfriend, Patricia, get your red dress. I'll wear you in red. And Carolyn, I know you're going to have on your red. And ladies, let's get ready to have an incredible dynamic lunch and learn session on March 24th. And Patricia, I thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Tracy, for being a part of the panel discussion on Go Red and its importance. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Tracy.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So, Carol.
Yep.
Getting back to a healthy heart, one of the things you mentioned in the very, very beginning is setting your schedule. I myself make sure that I visit my doctor every first of the year. First of each year, I start making the appointments and seeing each one of my physicians. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you set your calendar, I believe.
My email calendar. I at work, I have my little Outlook calendar, and I have an alert on there every day at noon to go walk for 15 minutes at lunch. It's a part of my day. You know, it has to be a
part
of my day.
Routine.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's a life changing, conscious decision that we're making, yes, absolutely. And just like you would get up each morning and wash your face and comb your hair, exercise should be a part of that routine as well. And you can schedule any time of day. And you know what? I want to say this, Cal, because a lot of times people think that, oh, I can't do that. I can't work out for an hour. I can't work. Take baby steps.
That's right.
If you try to take those big, gigantic steps, it's not going to happen. You're just setting yourself up to fail.
That's absolutely right. Yep. We have a great a volunteer. She just won our Lifestyle Change Award. And she's a worker at the Stu Leonard's in Danbury, Connecticut.
Oh.
And she lost an amazing amount. It was like 80 pounds she lost.
Wow.
But what her success was not in that she lost 80 pounds, is that she lost because she made those small increments. She said, this week I'm going to lose a pound, and I'm going to walk 30 minutes a day, and, you know, I'm going to eat a salad or yogurt for lunch or something. And she just made just one choice, you know, and then when she was good at that one choice and she established that lifestyle, then she'd add another one. You know, then she'd say, tomorrow I'm going to walk for 35 minutes, you know, and then she'd do that for a week. And then she'd say, I'm going to lose 2 pounds this week. And then 80 pounds later, she lost weight. She looks like a model. She's this tiny little person. She's gorgeous. She's getting married. I mean, she's married. They're having a baby.
Goodness.
It's just a fabulous story, you know, of personal success. And because she put her health first, she knew that being that severely overweight was going to do damage to her health.
Absolutely.
You know, she was going to have she wanted to have a family. She knew that wasn't a healthy thing to have, to be overweight. She wanted to take care of her child and be healthy and to share a long life with that child and that family and her husband. So, you know, it is true. And we have another Lifestyle Change Award person in Connecticut, and she did the same thing where she, you know, and I have, you know, personal things, and I think, oh, well, I have to lose 40 pounds, you know. And you can't get your head around 40 pounds. How do you lose 40 pounds? But if you say, this week I'm going to lose a pound. You know, I'm just going to try and lose a pound, and I'm going to walk 15 minutes and see where that goes, and then add in another one. Because it isn't, you know, your heart is a muscle. And, you know, they say you lose, 1% of your muscle mass every year as you get older, because if you don't exercise and lift weights, you know, you just start losing your muscle mass. And your heart is a muscle, and it will become weak if you do not exercise it all the time. I've heard from heart patients that have had heart surgery, and, some have recovered very quickly and others have not. And the difference is the strength of their heart before they've had the surgery. And, we have a woman survivor, Bhavani, up in Poughkeepsie, and she was an avid, yoga student. She learned yoga. She does yoga every day. She walks, but she had a heart issue. She ended up having heart surgery. But, her recovery was very quick because her body was, able to recover because her heart was strong. She had good breathing, because her lungs were, exercised and everything. So even if you were to get sick, if you just even exercised every day, 15 minutes, 20 minutes a day, you're building up that muscle strength, and your recovery will be easier if you, inevitably have a heart problem. We hope you don't. We hope you change your lifestyle and avoid that. I met a surgeon, and I said, if anything ever happened to me, I want to come see you because, you're the best. He said, no. He said, no, I don't want to see you. He said, I want you to take care of your heart, and I want you to change your lifestyle so that you don't ever have to come see me. And I thought, that is the right answer, surgeon. You are absolutely correct. Because, not only is it's a devastating, I have a lot of family history of heart disease. I lost my mom at 58, to a stroke. And, back 15 years ago, the awareness was not there, even in the medical profession, that women were at risk for stroke. So when someone presented with certain, maybe, a few of the stroke symptoms, you're a woman, you're out of the age range, maybe, you're not getting diagnosed for stroke, which is what happened with my mother. It was 18 hours before they diagnosed a stroke. So, and she actually recovered, but then she had another stroke afterwards, which eventually took her life. But, she was at risk. But now, medical professionals know when you go in an emergency room and you have, you can't talk, you can't raise your arm, you can't smile, you have memory, loss, you can't see right. These are stroke symptoms, very serious. And if a woman or a man presents with those, they're going to start saying, oh, it's a stroke. It doesn't matter if it's a woman. Women get stroke. And that is a really big change in the past 15 years from the medical professions because, we've tried to raise the awareness. And then my father, on his side, he also has heart disease, and he just passed recently from cardiac arrest. And he was a smoker. They're both smokers. So it's a devastating thing to have to watch your family member suffer from heart disease or stroke and to go through it. And to, obviously I know I have a history, so I watch what I eat. I know what my cholesterol is and my sugars and all that. But I can't change my family history, so I really have to keep an eye on that. And if my numbers fluctuate at all, I'm on it. So, but when you have that family history, you really do have to take charge of your lifestyle and keep an eye on things and be proactive with your doctor to get whatever help you need, to manage your numbers and get help for exercise too, or if you're a smoker, in New York State, you're very lucky right now we have the quit line. You just go on there, 1-800-NEW-YORK-QUITS, and you can get free advice and help for smoking cessation because it is, a severe, severe risk factor for heart disease. So we want to get women to quit smoking, and men, it does damage to your body, and it's really severe. So that's, if you could do one thing, quit smoking.
Quit smoking. Absolutely. Yeah. And I tell you, a lot of communities, I know City of Yonkers is one of them, that is entertaining passing a law that you can't even smoke in public parks, something very similar they did in New York City.
That's right. Yeah, in Poughkeepsie we have that in one of our parks. So they just passed it in the town of Poughkeepsie. They passed that. So you can't smoke in the park at all. So, which is great because it doesn't show kids that smoking is okay. And, it doesn't cost a town any money, which is nice.
Right.
And it saves dollars. I mean, the amount
it
of dollars.
It saves dollars.
Cardiovascular disease causes a huge, gap in the budget because of people – Medicare and Medicaid, these people are using services because they're smoking or they're at risk for heart disease and stroke, and they're suffering. And if we can change the lifestyle of even just the people who are, you know, on public assistance to get them off or to reduce their usage of it, we're going to save so many dollars, you know, in our budget. And as you know, we need money in the budget. We need to find
some
money.
Oh, yes.
We need to find some money. So, but, you know, this Women in Heart Disease event, this Go Red for Women luncheon on Thursday, March 24th at the Hyatt Regency in Greenwich, it really is going to be something that women can gain a lot from. And I hope your listeners will come out and attend. And as you were asking before, can they just show up? Well, we prefer that they call and make a reservation. It's a $200 ticket. And that includes your lunch and two of the three breakout sessions and then all the keynote speakers. And it is, you know, it's a fundraiser, so that's why we're charging. But people can certainly call and make a reservation, and we'll get you a seat at a table, and you can come and enjoy our fabulous day with Emmy, supermodel Emmy, and Dr. Robbie Ludwig, and, of course, Tracy Alexander, who will be there emceeing. And then, you know, Kim Fields, who I was a big Facts of Life junkie growing up. So I'm very excited about meeting Kim Fields, you know, who was Tootie on Facts of Life. And it's so nice that she's supporting the Go Red effort
absolutely.
As well. Yeah,
absolutely.
Because, go ahead.
Absolutely. Now, let me, you know, and this is very wonderful. I'm very happy that we're having this conversation today and letting my listeners know about this opportunity that, you know, they can actually come and hear firsthand people's testimonies and hear all the wonderful work that the Heart Association Go Red is doing. What about my listeners who say, you know what, I too would like to volunteer? Is there any volunteering opportunities for individuals?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you have a very wide audience with a lot of people who are involved in lifestyles and healthy lifestyles. And, you know, obviously we have a lot of partnerships with people who will speak as experts at our events and these things. I often use local experts to use in my press to talk about whatever topic, you know, we're talking about that month, if it's stroke or nutrition, you know, dietitians we always need. We always have those kind of opportunities for experts in field, in the health field. But for just for regular people who want to help out, I mean, there's in the fall as well, in Westchester we have on October 2nd the Heart Walk is our annual walking event. And really we push walking as the one lifestyle, you know, physical activity choice you can make that anyone, you know, most anyone can do. And you just strap on your sneakers. You don't need a gym membership. You know, you don't need a special skill. You just walk. And that's what the Heart Walk is all about. So that happens on October 2nd at the Dam down there in Westchester. So, in you know, it's a very big event, and we always need volunteers for that because it's, you know, it's massive. The people, you know, ushering that thousands of people in one day to go for a walk around the park is – it sounds easy, but there's a lot of behind the scenes, you know, that we need people for. And, you know, there's just volunteer opportunities that come up in and around the year. But if anybody was interested, they could certainly call our purchase office at 914-640-3275. And, you know, there's always opportunities to help out, certainly throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I did want to talk a little bit more about the women in heart disease and the awareness, because I think that, like you say, you know, we were talking before about men and women, and but also how you make, you know, your health a priority. And Dr. Robbie Ludwig will talk about that. And I, you know, I just, from a personal experience, I play volleyball with a women's league upstate, and when I was home, you know, with the kids, when my kids are little, they're teenagers now, but when they were little, you know, I really felt a lot of guilt about leaving them, you know, at home while I went out and had fun and exercised with my friends.
Wow.
And, you know, but you have to kind of like decide and put it as a priority and say, you know, I'm worth it and I am a better person after I exercise and I am doing good for my own heart and that I'm able to give better to my family. And to be able to make that, you know, and I know women who have a lot of guilt when they, well, I can't go out because, you know, then my family won't eat a hot dinner tonight. Well, you know, it's okay if they eat a healthy sandwich dinner once in a while, so
yeah,
that you can go.
You know, because the other choice is God forbid something happens to you and you're no longer there. That is actually worse. That's the worst alternative. So you know what? Take a couple of minutes and or hour, half hour, and engage yourself in a healthy lifestyle.
Right. Exactly. And you know, and know, like we were talking before, know your numbers, and you know, your numbers are important. Just, and they're, you know, you have to, when you go to your doctor, you write them down, and you ask them what they are. Like if he takes your blood pressure, you say, well, what is it? You know, what did it say that my blood pressure was? And then you can write it down, and then you can take all of your numbers, and when you go online to our goredforwomen.org site, you know, you can enter your numbers on there and find out what your risk is for heart disease. You know, you can keep track of that, and it gives you a personalized plan of action to help you combat the ones where you're at risk. So it's, you know, it's very useful. If you go on goredforwomen.org, and you can go on the Better You there, you can take the risk factor test and find out how at risk you are, because you know, knowing your triglycerides and your good cholesterol, your blood pressure, and your blood sugar, those are really the core numbers you need to know. And that waist thing I was telling you about. You don't want to be over 35. You got to find out if you are. And then, you know, if you are, you could start making those small goals to change that and try and reduce that waist size, because the fat around the middle is a big problem. So we hope women will go on our site and learn more about their heart and also come to the event on Thursday, because they're going to get a lot out of it. And I think anytime you bring that many women together in a room, you know, it's empowering. It's empowering for the women there.
Yes, you
come away and you're with your girlfriends all day, and you get to have an experience and laugh and joke around, but also learn something and take time for yourself and your heart.
You know, you said something that was very good, and we didn't discuss that. But yes, people who are listening on the line, the radio show, you should make it a girlfriend trip.
Yeah,
a girlfriend activity.
Yep.
And then it's a wonderful thing. You know, I'm sure there's some people who haven't seen a girlfriend in God knows how long. And what a wonderful way to have lunch and to say I care.
That's right. That's right. And you're helping the American Heart Association. You know, when you pay that ticket price and you come out and you make a donation to the American Heart Association, you know, you're doing something for your heart, but you're also doing something for the hearts of other people in your community, you know, by helping out with programs and research, and, you know, you're helping tomorrow's hearts as well. There's another little girl in our survivor gallery, you know, that'll be unveiled at the luncheon, and she was born with a hole in her heart, and, you know, they didn't diagnose it until she was about 5 years old, and she'd been ill, and they couldn't, you know, she was ill, and she seemed more ill than she should have been, you know, and they finally figured out that it was a hole in her heart, which she had repaired. But in her recovery, she ended up, it was her birthday, and she got so many gifts, you know, she was so excited and happy that she was better and that she had all these gifts, and she decided, you know, with her family, and then she donated the gifts to the Children's Hospital at Maria Ferry's Children's Hospital, because that's where her surgery was. And, you know, and I think that's just a wonderful thing, that her heart was taking care of, you know, other people's hearts as well, because her heart was better, and she was going to pay it forward, this little five-year-old girl. So it's amazing.
Wow.
So I hope, you know, people come out and they get to see her story in the photo gallery and be inspired by her. Because, you know, there again, you know, it's a family history thing, or, you know, a congenital thing where you can't change that. But if you have the choice to take care of your own heart, you know, you should choose it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as mothers, we should teach these health, heart healthy practices to our young daughters and sons.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, and explain, you know, because if you don't set a good example for them, and, you know, if you don't exercise with your family and show them that, you know what, you know what's our most important thing right now after dinner? Not the dishes, not the TV, not our video games. It's going for a walk to help our hearts.
I like
that. You know, you can do so much for your family just by setting a good example. And, you know, and there's a lot of research done about eating together and the family that eats together, you know, stays together kind of thing. But it also, when a family eats together, you know, at their meals, they eat overall more healthy meals than they would have if they're, this one eats in the kitchen and that one's eating after soccer and, you know, whatever. And if you can put a healthy meal on the table, and it could be as simple as a bag of salad and, you know, some nice low-fat sandwiches, you know, and you sit together and you share at that time, that does something for your family, and it brings you together and to talk about. But, and teaching your kids to cook healthy as well, you're giving them a life skill that's going to take them, you know, throughout their life and help them in the long run. So if you're not teaching them that, oh, it's easier to just drive to the fast food place, you know, they're going to learn when you cook with them at home and bring them into the kitchen and teach them, you know, your culture's cooking, you know, and your family recipes. There's a value in that, I think, that goes beyond even just your heart health, you know. So we hope all you know, families can get together for a meal a few times a week and, you know, share those things and eat heart healthy at home and shop healthy. And if you go on www.heart.org, you'll have a lot of shopping tips. It gives you some great shopping tips.
Good.
Yep. And what, you know, how to shop the aisles. They say, you know, if you talk to a dietitian, they say, you know, you should be spending your time on the outside of the supermarket, which is where your produce and your frozen and your dairy is, and your whole wheat breads, and stay out of the processed food aisles because that's where you're going to get most of your salt. So your canned foods, your packaged foods, that's where the salt is coming from. So stay out of those aisles as much as you can. And, you know, if you come on Thursday, you're going to get a lunch, so you won't even have to worry about lunch that day.
What do you say? What do I say to a person as an elected official, to those individuals who just don't have, in their minds, I should say, don't have the resources to have a healthy lifestyle?
You know, I think that it's if you think you need expensive equipment or you need to have an expensive diet and be able to shop for expensive foods, you really don't. You know, a heart-healthy lifestyle is one that includes 20 minutes of physical activity a day that can be walking. If you can walk and you have a pair of shoes that you can walk in, there's your gym time. You don't need a membership. You don't need an expensive treadmill or equipment. You don't need a personal trainer. You just need sneakers and a positive attitude to go out there and walk for your heart every day. And then, you know, for diet, you really, you know, eating healthy is actually cheaper than it is to eat unhealthily. You know, a package of dried beans, you know, which, you know, gives you a lot of protein and a lot of fiber, you know, how much does that cost? 79 cents a pound of beans? You know, you soak that overnight, you put that with some brown rice, that's a meal. That's a complete meal, you know. What does that cost you? $2 to feed a family of six, you know? So when you think about, you know, your produce and, you know, if you shop local and you shop seasonally, you're going to get cheap produce because it's in season. Obviously, in the winter, you know, you're going to try the frozen vegetables and your greens. But if you're shopping seasonally, you're going to get things when they're at their cheapest price because they're most available. And I, as a, you know, I'm a mom. I'm in charge of my shopping, and I shop the sales. You know, I look at the flyer that week, and I say, well, chicken's on sale. I'm going to have chicken. And if lean ground beef is on sale the next week, I'm going to get a couple packages of that. I'm going to stick it in the freezer, and I'm going to plan ahead. And, you know, I think that if they plan ahead with their menus, they can save a lot of money and also shop the sales and clip your coupons. You know, there are lots of ways to save money, but eating healthy is really not as expensive as people think, you know. If you go on the www.heart.org, you can have a lot of strategies for eating healthy, you know, within a budget and manage your calories that way. But, you know, I know we're wrapping up, so I did want to, you know, put another pitch in.
Oh, my goodness, I can't believe the time is gone.
for Thursday at the Go Red for Women Luncheon on March 24th at the Hyatt Regency in Greenwich, and if you want tickets, you can call 914-640-3275, and we'd be so happy to have you come and learn about your heart health and take time for your heart. Even if you don't come to the luncheon, you take time for your heart, go for a walk, and eat something healthy for dinner.
Well, thank you once again for being a part of the show, the radio show. I know that my listeners have gotten so much out of this, and I hope that each and every one of them will take the opportunity to attend the event on
Thursday. Yep.
This Thursday coming up.
That's right.
Okay.
And thank you so much for having us on today. We appreciate it so much.
Okay, then. Thank you again.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, gang, I can't believe that the time has went by so quickly. That's another wonderful day of Monday evening of this fantastic information being shared by the team from Go Red. And I hope that each and every one of you take advantage of going, attending the event this Thursday. And all the information was provided, but if you missed it, you can always send me an email at Tricia, T-R-I-C-I-A, at Ardyssny, ardyssny.com. That's Tricia at ardyssny.com. Okay, everyone, have a fantastic week and a healthy one.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.